Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
You're listening to Drive Time on Phoenix FM. My name's Ian Lee. How are you? Hope you are good. That was two there. I thought I'd give you two brilliant Spandau tunes. Communication, because I was trying to get hold of Tony. And yes, it nearly let me down, but it didn't. And then I thought I'd throw Gold in because I sang it yesterday. I got it out and I thought, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this on my backing tracks. And I took it down a whole key. Had to take it down a whole key because I can't keep up with Tony. But I can keep up with Tony because he's on the phone. Tony Hadley, welcome to Drive Time on Phoenix FM. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Good to speak to you. Can you keep well?
Oh, I'm keeping wonderful. I've got to tell you, wonderful. And I mean, even better now I've got you on the phone. I really have.
Oh, cheers, mate. So you've gold your karaoke song then, is it?
No.
Or one of them?
I'm a professional singer. As well as a radio presenter.
As well as a radio presenter.
And
I keep thinking I'm a professional singer.
Oh, you are.
I don't want to get a proper job, though.
I've done True as well. And that is a great song to sing. But I have to...
True's actually... It's quite a tricky song to sing, that one.
It is. You've got to know the structure pretty well.
Yeah, you got to know it pretty well. I mean, there are moments when even I've forgotten the lyrics at times. And the great thing is when the audience know the song so well, you just stick the mic out. They all laugh because you know you've had a bit of a cock up, and they all sing along. Fantastic, love it.
That's exactly what I do. But I still have to take it down a key. I've got a good voice. I've got a powerful voice, and I'd love to sing with you one day. Tick that off my bucket list. Tick it off my bucket list.
That'd be good fun. I mean, I'm very lucky actually that my range has not gone down. In fact, I mean, I could probably sing higher than I could when I was even younger.
You can.
So all the songs are all in the same key: the True Gold, Through the Barricades, and obviously still do them as well. Because you know, a lot of people they sort of wonder because I'm not in the band anymore. You know, can I still sing the songs and do I still sing them? And absolutely, yes, I do, because part of my life as much as everybody else's, really.
Well, you are the voice, let's face it. Nobody can take that away, even when, I know, I don't know if I'm treading on eggshells here, even when the band tried to get in another singer, the guy they got in, I'm sorry, didn't do justice to any of the songs. He didn't even have the power you've got. I'm sorry, you have got a unique, powerful, sweet voice.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, the thing is if I was 6 feet under, I could understand it.
yeah.
I could be looking down and going, yeah, all right, yeah, I probably would have done the same thing. But when I'm very much alive and enjoying life and having fun, it's one of those things. It's a real shame, to be honest, that it's all fallen apart again. But, you know, things move on, and you have sometimes it gets to the point where you just have to move forward. And I wish everybody well, you know.
Oh, thank you. You are just a gentleman. You really are a consummate professional. You are.
Thank you.
So anyway, let's move forward then, and let's talk about the new single. Obvious, brilliant single, great song. As you said to me earlier, it's a summery song.
Well, it was planned. I mean, it's obviously written about sort of, you know, massive falling in love at first sight. And so my wife said, "That's about you, darling. That's about you." And. But it's also another sort of edge to the song, another side to the song is, you know, we're always playing festivals and playing live, and you see people hugging each other and loving each other. There's a lot of love comes off the audience. And so myself and Mick Lister, my pal, just lives down the road, we said, look, you know, why don't we just write a real good summary song about, you know, being together, you know. And we didn't think of lockdown. We actually didn't, because this was written before there was a lockdown. It just so happens that, you know, we do want to be together now, and we want this lockdown to end as soon as possible. So we've decided to release the single Obvious. And then, interestingly, the video, I mentioned to you before, the video just, it's like salt and pepper. It just goes so well with the song. And my daughter, Zara, who's only 13, she's really good at photography and stuff. And so she helped direct all my all the singing, all the lip syncing that I did in the back wall of my house. And then Paul Green, again, so Paul Green then put it all together with all these beautiful images of people being together and loving each other. And it's the cheapest video I've ever made in my life. And Paul Green said to me, it's fantastic, I love it. So,
well, you can make it. I think they've made a movie on an iPhone before, so why can't you make a pop video, you know, just on a phone or on a little camera?
Well, more and more people are doing that. I mean, you know, a lot of young bands and young artists are doing that because, you know, no longer the record company doesn't pay for it anymore.
No.
But I remember the, you know, back in the day when you were doing, you know, Hong Kong, Highly Strung, I'll Fly For You, New Orleans, and the Duranis were doing Sri Lanka and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think of spending less than 120, 130 grand.
No.
I mean, absolutely crazy. But I like the fact it's come back to sort of simple. You've got to use your imagination and you've got to work hard at it. So yeah, very happy with the video.
Oh, good. I mean, to cut a long story short, wasn't that taken from a film they did on the London Weekend Show about you in some abandoned ship or something?
No, well, that was HMS Belfast, where we played a gig.
Oh, was it Belfast? Wow.
Yeah, the HMS Belfast, we played a gig. We were into a record company, and then all the glitterati of London come along, and then we had all the record companies wanting to sign us. To cut a long story short, was shot down in the London dungeon, actually.
Oh. I have to go back and watch my old 80s videos then.
Many, many, many moons ago.
Yeah, many, many. Anyway, listen, you've got this new single. You've got it out there. Would you think that you'd have written it differently then if you'd have wrote it as lockdown had happened or just after lockdown? Would it have been different, or would you have put the same vibe into it?
No, I would have put the same vibe.
Oh, good.
Because it would have been the same vibe, because we just wanted to write a real happy, you know, sort of anthemic pop song. There's little references to like Fatback Band in there. Those kind of swirly bass synth lines going on, and I love that sort of stuff. And but I mean, the next thing is to try and finish the album. There's one more single ready to go that we finished before lockdown. The album's written. We've just got to finish some of the lyrics and get together. My band have got a couple of great songs on the go as well. So I think probably spring, early summer next year.
Lovely.
But it's some cracking songs on there. Really pleased.
So hopefully by next year you'll be able to tour back at the proper venues, do you reckon?
Well, I'm hoping, but have you heard about the tour, the drive-in live tour that I'm doing?
Yeah, I was just going to come to that. You announced it, was it Friday, wasn't it?
Friday.
And have you got a London venue yet? Because it doesn't seem to say anything.
No. Funny enough, my wife said to me, "What are you playing in London?" And I haven't got a clue, you know. It's my job to be confused. I don't even know what day it is half the time. But there will be an announcement pretty soon. Yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, we were on tour just before lockdown. We were in Japan. Well, Singapore was cancelled because of COVID.
Yeah.
We managed to get into Japan, managed to slip into Australia, then America. A couple of us fell down ill, got back, locked down, and then we saw literally all of our gigs go, all the gigs around the world, all the festivals, our 40th anniversary tour, everything got pulled. So we can't, you know, as musicians, and you know, that's what we do, play live.
I've lost all my gigs. My band, we were doing about three little festivals this year. They've all gone. So
yeah, so it's a real shock. So, you know, I have a Zoom with my band every Wednesday evening,
nice.
My band and crew. And it was getting to the point, so, all right, what have you been doing this week then? Not like, what are you having for dinner tonight? And it was getting that boring. There were like moments of silence where we didn't know what to say to each other. Anyway, along came this drive-in live, and they said, "Are you up for it?" And we said, without any hesitation, 110%.
Awesome.
And so now we're super excited. All the crew are vibed up. We know where we're going. It's going to be great. And of course, you know, people do wonder if I can do all the hits and stuff like that. And yeah, we'll be doing everything. We're doing all the stuff and a couple of new songs. We've got to rehearse, obvious.
Yeah.
And just have a party. We just want people to get out of the cars. Only 300 cars. So
yeah.
and they're all socially distanced, so there's enough space for them to get out, have a bit of a boogie, and just have a sing-along. So, bit of a party vibe, really.
Nice. I saw the potential layout on Friday in the Mirror, I think, did an article on it.
Yeah.
And I did that on the show, talking about it, and so I am behind you all the way, plugging what you're doing. Don't you worry about that.
Well, it's you know, we do desperately want to get back to normal. I understand there are people out there that will be hesitant, reticent about, you know, going out, you know, because they've been in lockdown for a long time. It's difficult for some people. I understand that. But then there's a whole another load of people, me included, who are just, yes, right, come on. I just want to get out and play live and go and have some fun. I mean, obviously, we've got to be careful. We've got to have the distancing, and we mustn't spoil things, because there's a lot of frontline people there who've worked so hard to keep us safe and
of course
to try and keep things as normal as possible. So we have to respect that. But to be out to get back to a degree of normality. Is fantastic.
It'll be wonderful. I mean, I got bored a little while ago when we were having some really nice weekends, and I just set the equipment up in the front garden and just started performing and got all the neighbours out and about, and people coming from some of the other streets to come and watch. Facebook lived it, but it made me feel better.
Well, it does, doesn't it? I mean, I've been doing like virtual concerts, like contributing a couple of songs. People have been raising money for charities and things like that.
Yeah.
And then I do my every Sunday a little kind of historical musical piece, like first song I sung when I was at Ponting's holiday camp with my mum and dad. So I'm honest. I could sugarcoat it, but it was Ponting's holiday camp. I forgot the words halfway through, but I got the girl and I signed an autograph and I thought, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so...
I know.
So it's a little musical journey.
Lovely.
And just trying to keep my hand in. But now we're going on this driving live tour. I've got to do an hour a day intense training.
Yeah, so, you've got to get the voice back up to be able to do a gig's worth of songs, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be on stage for about an hour and 20 minutes, I reckon. So
nice.
Yeah, so it'll be a full-on proper gig, full big stage, lights, PA, screens, everything.
And when are tickets available for that, Tone?
I think that there were tickets released to some of the fans, I believe, on Friday, and the main ticket sale started today. It's only just gone on sale.
Lovely. And I've got a couple of people that wanted to say hello to you and be remembered to you. Firstly, as I mentioned, Steve Blacknell says hi.
He's a good lad.
Can you say hello to his mum and dad and wish him a happy anniversary for Wednesday? They've been married for 70 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Steve's mum and dad, Steve Blacknell's mum and dad, 70 years, congratulations. That is... That's incredible. That's wonderful. I'm very happy. Oh, lovely.
It's awesome. Awesome. Now, I'm going to reveal who I actually am, because you and I have met about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And Trendy Hendy sends his regards.
Brian Henderson.
Oh, yeah. He sends his regards. He says, say hi to Tony. And another one of your friends, short geezer, grey hair, can't remember his name. Michael, what's your name?
Michael Ellison.
He's here.
Hello, mate. I'm here.
Hello, Michael. You're right, mate.
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Michael's our first bass player.
Yeah, I know. I thought, I'm going to surprise you with Michael. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's cool. How you doing, Mike? You're right.
I'm doing all right, mate. Keeping playing. Doing loads of decorating the last few weeks. It's just been ridiculous.
Oh, nice to hear from you, mate. Nice to hear from you.
Hello.
And Brian Henderson, wow.
Trendy Endy.
Yeah, because I came to see you at South End with Michael 4 years ago. That's when I met you, backstage. And now Michael is a bass player in a band I'm in.
Oh, brilliant.
We play rhythm and blues. We've gone back to our roots.
See, Michael had all the gear. We had no idea if he had all the gear when we were about 16.
He's still got all the gear now, though, Tony. We still borrow his PA occasionally when mine goes wrong.
You see, See, that's why I decided to be a lead singer. I didn't want to hump drums, hump amplifiers, guitars, or anything. I'll just get someone to supply a mic, and I don't have to do anything. It's great.
Now I carry my own PA constantly. Yeah, I can do a gig now. If somebody said set up in the car park of Phoenix FM and do a gig, I can do it. You can come along and join me if you wanted.
Oh, really?
I keep it.
Well, Michael might remember this, but I'm the least technical person I know. They won't even let me near the mixing desk. I'm not allowed to touch anything. I was the same when I was 16, 17, and I'm still... In fact, I probably got worse, actually.
Mate, you
I
were,
can
you
just
were
about operate an iPad.
You were bad with phones as well, weren't you?
Oh,
when they come
yeah, I'm
out.
Honestly useless. I mean, you know, I'm thinking of going back to Nokia.
You'd need a time machine, wouldn't you?
I want it simple.
Well, that's why I've got Michael here, so you can have it simple. Blessings, cotton socks.
Oh, that's nice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know. I love you to pieces. Yes, yeah, so I thought I'd surprise you.
That's nice.
Hope it was a nice surprise. He's looking well. He's had his hair cut and he's shaved his beard off.
Yep.
I had my hair cut by my wife. She's used the dog clippers.
I had my hair cut by his wife.
Does she use dog clippers as well?
No, she used my clippers. It's all right. Our dog, we got a Doberman, so we you can't clip them.
No. You've got to be careful with them.
What dog have you got?
I've got a little wire-haired miniature dachshund.
Oh.
Little, bless her, she's a lovely little thing called Martha.
Beautiful.
And she thinks she's a Rottweiler, but she's not. She's yeah. only tiny.
And you've got a chicken as well, haven't you?
We've got four chickens. Well, four chickens, and we've got a rooster now as well. We call him Joe Cocker.
Awesome. Awesome. You don't need an alarm
clock. Figure that one out.
You don't need an alarm clock anymore, then.
Oh, no, honestly, 5:30 every single morning.
Ooh.
And it's kind of funny because the neighbours we like, we did text them, said, look, we're getting a rooster. And they said, oh, this farm, we've always lived on farms and stuff. And the neighbours we didn't like, we didn't bother.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you whatsoever. Now, Michael has told me we've got to give your daughter a mention because she's been doing some stuff for charity.
Yeah, off her own back. She's a good girl. They're both Zara and Genevieve. Are very good and sort of, you know, really care about things. Along with my big kids, Tom, Tony, and Mac, they've always been involved in charity. And Zara said that she wanted to raise money for pancreatic cancer because we lost a very dear friend of ours to pancreatic cancer. And also the Children's Air Ambulance UK. And so she decided to have her hair all cut off, which she did yesterday, and donate her hair to the Little Princess Trust.
Oh, wow.
Where
lovely.
They make wigs for children who are going through chemo and stuff like that. So she's raised, I think, nearly £2,500, which
oh,
is
wow.
incredible.
Off her own back, that's amazing.
Off her own back. And that's no prompting for me. I mean, I don't, you know, she does what she wants to do. I don't encourage her in any way. She just gets on with life, and but she's very, very caring girl.
Oh, that's lovely. Well done, Zara. That's super. And she's what did you say? She's 13.
13, yeah, she's 13, and then 8, and then as Michael would know, I've got my Tom's 36, Tony's 34, Max 28 or 29, 28, I think. So I've got five kids, and they're all they're all good. They're all great.
Good, good. Well, that's good. If one of your sons could donate some hair to Michael, that'd be wonderful.
I should have kept the clippings, Tone.
I'm not even going to go there.
Post them to me.
Listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you for coming on.
And you.
And having a lovely little chat. Hopefully, I'll get to see you again soon once we get back to normal-ish, I suppose.
Normalish will be absolutely brilliant. Michael, I'll probably see it at show
soon anyway, mate.
Yeah,
and do say hello to Trendy Endy. Wow.
Well, I think he's listening. He said he was going to listen. So he's probably listening, but I'm also going to put this up on the website, edit it out and put it up on the website either later on today or tomorrow so he can listen back and hear his name being mentioned on the radio by you as well.
Yeah, well, that is a lovely blast from the past. So I'll do send him my best. Wow.
I will do. I will. In fact, I don't think I told you, my dad was his dad's best man at the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's super cool.
It's like that 6 degrees of separation, isn't it?
Well, that do you know what? It's incredible how many people you think you know and you don't know.
Yeah.
And then when you work it out, you know, connections with America and different artists and stuff or different people, it is really 6 degrees of separation. Incredible.
Oh, it's totally, totally mad. Anyway, you have a lovely day, what's left of it. Good luck with the tour. Hope it all goes superbly. And we'll keep playing the single until the next single comes out.
Yeah, there'll be another one's ready. I've got to get in the studio to work on the rest of the tracks, but very excited and thank you very much. Thanks for your help and support. It was lovely. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Don't hang up. I want to say goodbye to you off air.
All right, mate.
You keep well and stay safe. You want to say goodbye, Michael?
Oh, Satana. See you soon, mate. Take care.
Yeah, take care, Michael. Take care, mate. See you soon.
God bless. Bye.
Cheers, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Clouds, minding my own business, and our eyes collide. Knock me spinning to the ground. It's catching y'all contagious. I'm hypnotized. You make me feel I'm running round, even though I'm standing still. So with your permission, I'm under submission, and yes, I will.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.